Vendetta by Fern Michaels. Prologue. Myra Rutledge's eyes snapped open, but she lay still so as not to wake Charles. Gradually, she inched her way to the far side of the bed. She looked over at Charles to see if she'd disturbed him. His breathing was deep and even. Satisfied, she slipped out of bed. Today was her day. For 5 years she'd waited for this day, longed for it, even lusted after it. In less than 12 hours it would finally be in her grasp. A smile tugged at the corners of her mouth, like one could really grasp hold of a day. Myra glanced behind her to make sure Charles was still sleeping soundly before she pulled on her robe and padded downstairs. The first thing she did was turn the thermostat to 80 degrees. Shivering inside her fleece-lined robe, she hugged her arms across her chest. Although the farmhouse she lived in was old, the heating unit was modern, recently installed, and top of the range. She knew the kitchen would heat up in just minutes. The moment Myra felt the warm air circle around her ankles, she made her way to the counter to make a pot of coffee. This was her special time, this early part of the day when the sun was just about to creep over the horizon. It was a brand new day where anything could happen. She sat down in an old cane-backed chair with red checkered cushions to wait for the coffee to finish dripping. She noticed that her hands were trembling. Without thinking, she sat on them to stop the shaking. Too bad she couldn't sit on her entire body. She was shaking all over. Myra could hardly believe that, later today, the Sisterhood, the secret organization she had started after her daughter Barbara was killed by a diplomat's son, would convene once again in the secret room beneath the old house.